and gentlemen, my name is Paul Mack. I am 10 and a half years old. The day today is June 10th, 1974.
I started out as what you'd call a caller. I found out about the number in the newspaper. Not Brian's number. I found out about a 989-2000 or something that went down. It was called Surprise.
An old radio show.
From that, I got a conference line, and from that, I heard about feedback. Started calling feedback, left comments.
Word of mouth, once again.
Word of mouth, right there. Calling Dan's line, and I leave semi-funny comments. I do voices and stuff, and I got to talking to Dan one day. Somehow you found me, and well, he said, "Hey, you want to do a tape?" I said, "Sure, I'll be down." And I was supposed to be a guest star on the tape, but ever since then, I've become a regular. Since just like Steve is a regular on Brian's line.
Yeah, lines. Steve appears on my line or yes. Does tapes. We do the tape.
He needs the work, you know.
I mean, after all, wouldn't you rather be sitting on a movie theater right now with your hand in some girl, eating your movie and watching your popcorn? Well, probably not, but at least you thought about it. This is Paul Mack for Paul Mack, thanking you for listening and wondering if the Arties will remember the Mackies in 1987 or vice versa. I'm going now.
Welcome to the General Electric Carousel of Progress. Now, most carousels just go round and round without getting anywhere. But on this one, at every turn, we'll be making progress. And progress is not just moving ahead. It's dreaming and working and building a better way of life. Progress is the sound of a motor, the hum of a turbine, the heartbeat of a factory, the sound of a symphony, the roar of a rocket. Progress is people getting released from drudgery, gaining more time to enjoy themselves and live richer lives. And as long as man dreams and works and builds, this progress will go on. In your life and mine.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
Well, hello and welcome back to CinemaScoop for another week of film-listed fun right here at 989-7500. This is Paul Mack for the week of December 29th, 1986 through January 3rd, 1987. Well, it's another new year and, well, I'm just having all kinds of fun here with memories and things like that, and the old clips back there sure brought back some memories, and we've got some clips coming up later on in the tape of the Dual Phase Party from 1980 that was taken on December 28th. That sounds lots of fun, so let's get on with another week of CinemaScoop, your film fun line.
Just a dream away.
Who can say what things mortal man would choose to abandon as careless, foolish habits in order to resolve oneself for the coming new year.
However, we at Paul Mack Presents would like to think that dialing 989-7500 or 989-7500 to expose yourself to vile, crass, fun, lunacy, and just plain craziness that we've all come to know as CinemaScoop won't be one of them. Happy New Year! And happy new stuff.
Hello?
Yes, is John Barrymore in, please?
Who is this?
This is Paul Mack speaking.
Paul who?
Paul Mack. Capital M, small A, small C.
My name is Aidan Bodegarden. He's not here at the moment.
Okay, who's speaking?
Doug.
Doug, you're John's bodyguard?
That's right.
Very good. Doug, I was wondering, maybe you can help me out. Have you seen any movies lately?
I always see movies.
You never see movies?
I always.
Oh, you always do?
I'm an actor as well.
You're an actor?
Oh, yes.
What have you done lately?
Well, let's see. I did a U.S. Air Force training film.
I see.
Yes, it paid me very well for.
Very good.
Yes, and I've got 5 films signed up for the new year.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
And what's your favorite film of the season?
My favorite film of the season?
What could you recommend?
But out now?
Yeah.
Let me think now. Little Shop of Horrors.
Have you seen that?
Oh, of course I have. Yeah. I don't recommend something I haven't seen.
And how...
that's the best seasonal film at the moment, yeah.
Right.
King Kong Lives should be dead.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
I hear you.
Crimes of the Heart is uneven. It's got good performances, but it's uneven.
Right.
And... Well, Star Trek 4 is very good, but it's not as good as Little Shop of Horrors, which is a rather extraordinary film. It's a musical horror film.
Very good.
It's on a very upbeat melody. Very, very inventively put together, and I really enjoyed it immensely.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I don't like too many musicals made these days.
Right, well, I'm hearing a lot of good things about that film.
And the last musical I liked was Annie, which was out like... Well, in fact, I was watching it earlier this evening.
Right, it was just on television.
Yeah, but they cut it to ribbons.
Yeah.
Well, they had to put in 2 hour slot. It's a 2.5 hour movie.
Of course.
Yes, because I saw the world premiere of it when it was 3 hours.
Really?
Yes, 5 years ago.
Wow, where'd you see that at?
It was in New York.
I see.
Yes. I get all over.
Yes.
I was doing theater then.
Of course. Were you?
Yes, I was in Equus.
Wonderful.
Yes.
How was that?
Hmm?
How was working in that?
Oh, it was marvelous. Working with Richard Burton. Oh, yes. Super.
Working with Richard?
Yes.
How's Rich doing these days? Oh, wow.
Dead.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Richard's history.
He's not doing too well, I'd say.
Not really.
No, he's feeling under the weather. About 6 feet or more.
Yeah. Can you
No disrespect. I mean, great man.
that's great to hear. And can you do me a favor?
Certainly.
Okay. You're an actor, so maybe you can do this for me. Can you repeat something for me that I could use?
Could I what?
Can you say something for me that I'll give you? Can you do a station identification for me?
Station identification?
Yes.
What kind of...
What is it? We got the Jolly Stations coming in now? Okay, can you say this? You're on 989-7500. Paul Mack presents Cinema Scoop.
You're on... What was that again?
Say, how about this? Say,
I didn't get the first
part. Okay, the number is 989-7500.
989-7500?
Paul Mack presents...
Paul Mack presents...
Cinema Scoop.
Cinema Scoop.
Right.
You're on 989-7500. Paul Mack presents Cinema Scoop, your 24-hour film fun line, don't you know?
excuse me, but you know what Confucius say about that, don't you?
No, I'm afraid I do not.
Confucius say, cool it. Oh, I must say that is.
Long before the old Model T, round about the turn of the century, folks discovered a barrel of fun. Taking pictures by the light of the sun. Smile, hug, look at the camera.
Hold your breath and say cheese.
Cheese, little did they realize back then. They were making memories.
Okay, we're over here at Straw Hat Pizza. Who are you?
I run a line called Dual Phase, an entertainment line. And who are you people?
Who are we? We're just over here to cover this function. And somebody, I guess, who was attending the function, who's also in your group, hired us to take and to videotape this particular program.
Uh-huh. Well, these people you see out here are phone freaks, and that's Brian Feedback. We name it? Oh.
No. You know her very well, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Michael Hollywood. Oh, no. It's Paul Mack.
And this is a bunch of phone freaks, is that what that is? What exactly is that?
Phone freaks? People that are interested in telephones call entertainment line numbers and try and find out as much as they can about the phone company.
Okay, we're over here on the other side of the room, and what's your name again?
Brian W. Feedback.
Brian W. Feedback. And Brian, was explaining exactly why the people are here. What is this thing all about?
Well, it's kind of a complicated thing. These people are, I guess you could call them phone enthusiasts or phone freaks. The party, or the get-together, or the wine and dine, as we sometimes call them, is being hosted by a person who runs a telephone line which offers different recorded telephone entertainment. You can call it dial a joke, dial a whatever, but it's...
How many people are in this organization or group? You know.
As you can see, they're not quite normal people.
Is your wife here?
Yes, dear.
Okay, we're over here talking to Paul Mack, right, Paul?
Yeah.
And Paul, what's your friend's name here?
Bennett Forma.
Bennett Forma? Bennett and Paul are like a little group here. They have an act. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay, let me tell you seriously. My voice is hoarse, okay? So I can't do any Barney Five. You can tell this sounds bad. What I do is Dan and I...
Before I get on to this, are your shorts tight?
One more time!
Before I get on to this, are your shorts tight?
He kicks me on the side, and we do things. Now, listen, did you ever hear the black hole skit? The black hole skit?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you must have heard some... Dory wrote it here. Dory's the writer.
Yeah, we're about to begin a series. Next season, we're going to start live broadcasting 5 hours a day on dual phase.
Before I get on to this, are your shorts tight?
Look at the birdie.
Mr. Puff Scoop and everything, how you doing? Yeah, I saw a movie called The Girl Who Spelled Freedom. And it was an excellent movie. I'd give it like a 9.80 or something. I can't give anything a 10 because there's really no such a thing as a 10, really. But the movie was pretty good. It showed a little bit of Vietnam in the beginning. They didn't really go into too much detail, and then it showed how this family came here and they learned English and they got really intelligent and everything. And after 4 years, it's a young lady named Lynn spelled thousands of words and everything and won a spelling bee and everything. And she was the top at everything. It's a good movie, and even though Disney says, it's a true story and everything, I find it hard to believe it. It's really true. A lot of the parts must be exaggerated, but it got over a point and everything. But just because they tell you it's the beginning of a movie or it's its own true story, you can't believe everything that you're told. Only persons that are very naive will believe everything. And, it's irrevocable. We'll be on there, but it's a fair demo. So, okay. But then it's irrevocable. Make it. Hero 2 is not the most of it. Hero evil. But I'm going to get to see you. Okay. So, I'm going to pick up. And they're in the deal. But what I did. Set that up. So, there's a chance to get up. Drop the blood on loose. You lose. The evil. But drop it down. And they're in Hero 2. Loose. But then. My. That seems like no one's having evil. But you say. Thanks, I got a lot of respect for you, and you guys are doing well. Okay, I'm going to get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, the classic, the infamous, the wonderful Bob 213. How many of you guessed, just for at least a second maybe, that I was running his comment, or at least part of it, backwards? How many of you didn't care? How many of you didn't notice? How many of you were out of the room when it happened? I want to know this. Bob 213, he says the same thing again and again, no matter what direction he says it. It all sounds the same. It sounds the same, and it always comes out the same way. And he's saying the same thing over and 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 over again, 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 over.
Hello, CinemaScoop, who's on?
Bo Zipkin.
Bo who?
Zipkin.
Bo Zipkin?
Yeah, that's me.
How are you, Bo Zipkin?
Just fine, Mr. Paul Mack.
You fairy, you?
What?
You homosexual. No, how are you, Bo?
Just fine.
How's it going, Bowie?
Pretty good.
David Bowie. Here he is.
No. Bowie Zipkin.
Bowie Zipkin.
Yeah.
Well, we got Davey Scoop here. Say hi, Davey.
Oh, that's Dave Scoop.
Bow buddy. So what's your zipper doing for Christmas?
It's going up and down.
So tell us, Broman.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for this Christmas day, my friend?
Today isn't Christmas.
What are you doing for Christmas, Schmuckputum?
Oh.
Talk to me.
I love it.
You sound like Richie Calcom there.
He sounds like me. Don't get off that shit.
Okay.
What are you doing for Christmas, Bo?
What I've been doing for the past 5, 6, 7 years, I go to my aunt's house every Christmas morning. We just tear open all the gifts.
Well, that sounds nice for a young 15-year-old.
Nothing big or anything, but I mean, it's...
Well, we know you're not big, Bo. You could be. 15?
It's a family tradition.
Just getting a start there,
buddy. It's a family tradition, Paul.
A family tradition, Bo.
We have to keep it the Zipkin tradition.
Well, Dave, you want to ask this young man anything?
It's a Zipgun tradition to be small at Christmas.
I'm not that small. I'm 5'4". I'm just real skinny.
So what are you doing Christmas Day?
I just told you.
Well, why don't you tell me something original instead of this bullshit family stuff here?
I swear to God. And then they all come over to my house and we eat.
All right.
So on Christmas, you all get together, you open presents, you swear to God, and you eat.
Close enough, but okay. I'm Jewish, but I celebrate Christmas.
Okay. So
oh, you're sneaky.
You won't tell, will you?
Oh, no. My goodness sakes. Well, that Bo...
Please don't tell him.
I don't know about you, Bo. Well, thank you for sharing us your Jewish Christmas.
Right. My nose won't get in the way of this.
Well, what do you do on Chanukah? No, Hanukkah. What are you doing on Hanukkah?
Well, since it's after Christmas, I'm not going to celebrate it. I only celebrate it if it's before Christmas.
Ah.
What? So, you know, I get all my gifts early.
It's always been before Christmas.
Right.
What's the matter with you?
Now it's later. Now it's like 2 or 3 days after Christmas.
Well, Bo, you're a stud.
Well, we all know that.
I haven't heard your tapes, and for what reason, we have no interest in listening to. But still, I hear you doing terrible things out there, but you're boring the shit out of people. I want to thank you, and I hope you have a happy, happy, new, crappy year.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Good
night, Bowman. Good night.
Goodbye.
Hang up your phone.
I'm Richie Calcom. That's right, Rich E. Calcom. And for a long time now, I've been a major ripoff artist of the finest telephone entertainment lines throughout Southern California, and a consultant for other ripoff artists such as The Freakies, Ken on Target, and Tech Supersound, just to name a few. I know a lot of you line runners are probably wondering how you can protect your entertainment lines and original ideas from people like us. Well, the answer is simple and inexpensive. The Bob 213-120 Minute Seminar. That's right! A full 2 hours of Bob 213, speaking about everything from American scum to zygote reruns. Now you too can keep those annoying ripoff artists away from your entertainment lines permanently. Guaranteed if you play this special for just 1 week. Why, here's just a few of the things you'll be able to hear Bob talk about on his 120-minute seminar.
Okay, I want to talk about the police the other day. I think in L.A. they killed this Spanish-speaking guy because he didn't follow orders and everything. He didn't understand the language. I figure it's typical of L.A. police type of style. And then this retarded guy, they attacked him because he didn't follow orders and he didn't know any better. And they say also he probably didn't speak much English and everything. I'm telling you, there's no hope out here, man, for the underprivileged.
Oh, and there's this timeless classic.
Yeah, it seems like they're eliminating country music from the L.A. County lately. They've been shutting down all the stations and everything, and there's KCLA FM and KHJ and some of the other ones went down, and it's ridiculous. There's not enough to begin with, and the country stations we got on, like KLIC, 40% of the time they have sports and everything, so you don't get the music. And KCLA has a lot of these talk programs, and then there's KFOX FM, but that has a lot of talk, too. Yeah, seems like country's going down the drain, and so is Top 40 now, and they just took off KIQQ, which was a good station.
And this one!
Okay, I want to talk about the airplane crash on Friday. This is ridiculous. You know, I believe all this stuff is affected by the devil and everything, like the... So these pilots, they should give them psychiatric evaluations before they get a job for these airlines, because I believe they drive under all sorts of drugs and everything. And I wonder, it's no surprise there's so many crashes and everything, you know, and all these hijacks and everything. And those guys just don't have it together, you know. They got something to do with the United States government, man. They're all on drugs or something. I don't know. All the time, man. Nothing ever improves, I'm telling you guys.
And this one!
Okay, yeah, I think Disneyland's unfair because of the time me and my friend went there and we got ordered off of Tom Sawyer Island. They accused us of smoking marijuana and we weren't even doing it and everything. And then we wrote a letter to them and they wrote it back, but they didn't even apologize and everything. That's why I'll never go back there in any case. Unless they let me in free.
Well, you get the idea. Why, we're so sure that this special 120-minute seminar will keep the phone pirates, as well as other callers, off your telephone line, that we are offering you a no-money-back guarantee. That's right! A no-money-back guarantee. Think of it! And now, here's how to order. Okay, to order your Bob 213 seminar tape, please send 985 to Rich, P.O. Box 3751, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's P-Top Boring Offer. P.O. Box 3751, Chatsworth, California, 91313. P.O. Box 3751, Chatsworth, California, 91313. Visa and MasterCard and Carte Blanche and Pacific Bell calling cards. Call up 1-800-222-4111. 1-800-222-4111. 1-800-222-4111. Do it the dual faith way!
By the way, Carrie Grateful Dead always calls herself the slut and everything. I don't really like that type of the talk on the comment lines. Mickey calls herself not a slut. And I wonder why they're talking about it so much. Things make me wonder, you know. Maybe things aren't what they appear to be or something. I don't understand.
You wish upon a star. Makes no difference who you are.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Look, all the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Tink, 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 in my mind the whole day through. To tink, 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 is what we like to do.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down.
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Not a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's a horse. As Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse.
In the tinky, 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 tinky room. In the tinky, 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 tinky room.
All the birds sing bird and the flowers croon.
In the tinky, 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 tinky room.
Though the mountains divide and the oceans are wide, it's a small world after all.
Well, hello and welcome to Disney News, a special feature here on CinemaScoop to keep you informed with the ever-growing popularity of the Walt Disney Company. Well, we're going to take a special look at the month of December for the Walt Disney Company. If it weren't for a special event on December 5th, 1901, there would be no Disney history at all because that date marks the birth of Walt Disney in Chicago, Illinois. Ironically, Walt also passed away in the month of December on the 15th of 1966, as did the company's co-founder and Walt's brother, Roy O. Disney, on December 20th, 1971. It was also in December that Walt's first feature-length animated film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, was released at the Carthay Circle Theater in Los Angeles. This Academy Award-winning classic has entertained millions and will continue its success as we celebrate its 50th birthday all next year. In December of 1952, Walt founded WED, or Walter Elias Disney Enterprises, now known as Walt Disney Imagineering. That company is responsible for designing and creating all the rides and attractions for the theme parks. In 1954, the classic adventure tale 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was released. Babes in Toyland, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, was released in 1961. This was the studio's first full-length musical live-action feature. It was a real Toyland Christmas at Disneyland that year because the original sets were sent to the park for display in the Main Street Opera House, now the home of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, in conjunction with the film's release. In 1980, the groundbreaking and site dedication for Tokyo Disneyland was held. It was also this year that the first Disney Paramount co-production, Popeye, was released. All right, in other news, throughout Walt Disney's lifetime, he received over 950 awards and citations. Many additional presentations have been given after his death, the most recent being a proclamation by President Ronald Reagan, which designated December 5, 1986, as Walt Disney Recognition Day. The proclamation was initiated by Congressman Bob Dornan, whose district encompasses Disneyland. Well, a new film from the Walt Disney Company is now in production, and it's entitled Adventures in Babysitting, a comic nightmare about an eventful evening with a stranded 17-year-old babysitter and her three young charges. Whatever the hell that is, we'll begin principal photography on January 5th. Chris Columbus, a screenwriter for Gremlins and The Goonies, will make his directorial debut with Touchstone Films. Adventures in Babysitting is tentatively slated for a summer of 1987 release. Well, if you've got any stories about the Walt Disney Company or anything that you'd like us to read on the Disney News segment here, leave it on the input line every Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at 989-7500. This is Paul Mack, and thanks for calling.
Hi there, Paul Mack. This is Bo Zipkin from REC 407, the prime taking over of Richie Calcom's line. And I want to leave a review on a movie I just saw recently in my class, my English class. It was the movie It's a Wonderful Life, which is it's a really good movie. It's a Christmas story, and it gets a lot of good reviews during Christmas time in the holiday season near the end of the year and such. And what was kind of funny, the way they did it in our class was that the kids voted if they wanted to see the colorized version or the black and white version. On the colorized version, it was a better sound and obviously in color. The black and white version, my teacher bought it from Target, you know, for $6.99 or something, and the sound wasn't as good, and the quality obviously wasn't as good either. It was a black and white. But interesting enough, when our class voted at first, we had two votes. When we first voted, it was for black and white, 12 to 13, believe it or not. 13 black and white, 12 color. Interesting. And then after about 10 minutes into the movie, kids started raising their hands, complaining to the teacher, I don't want to see it in black and white anymore. So the teacher took another vote, and it turned out to be something like 20 to 5 wanted color. So it was quite an interesting vote, I might say myself. I'd like to know everybody's opinion on the colorization of movies, and you can leave your input here on CinemaScoop. But that's basically my only subject for this comment here, and reminding you, I'm always available. Just call REC, and I know Paul Mack won't let me give myself a free plug, but what the heck, 407-1121. I know I won't give you the plug, but what the heck, it's a good policy, though. As for this comment is over, and I thank you for your time, and everybody have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and if you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah, really happy belated Hanukkah, because Hanukkah is late this year. And that's it for this. This has been Bo Zipkin. See you, bye.
Sonny Blake is about to experience another world.
Some guys take 200 or 300 years to accept this place.
On an unknown road he chose for himself.
You are going someplace. Someplace very frightening. More frightening than one of your murders.
Sonny Blake is about to encounter his final destination.
Believe me, it's no trouble at all. It's on the way.
Paul Mack brings you Final Destination Unknown. For a journey that begins at the end.
Lieutenant Ilya, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome aboard, Lieutenant.
My oath of celibacy is on record, Captain.
Oh, my God.
She needs more what? A shakedown.
The proper shakedown.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
I would say it's time for that, sir. Aye.
Confirmed, sir.
She wishes to come alongside and lock on.
I want this.
I kind of guarantee that she'll hold up.
You don't know her a tenth as well as I do.
Well, that's about going to do it for another week of Film Listed Fun. I'd like to thank you for sharing these 31 minutes with us here. We're going to take a little break for a while now. We're going to be coming back towards the end of this month, January, that is. But in the meantime, January 5th, we'll be running a newsreel program for you with updated information for you there. And on Monday, January 12th, we'll be doing a rerun of The Wild Side. On Monday, January 19th, it's a rerun of our third-year anniversary special for the movie line. Hotline. And on Monday, January 26th, we'll have a brand new output recording for you with Cinema Scoop, with Susan Cinema, Dave Scoop, and the gang. So thanks for joining us, and if you'd like to write to us, do so by writing to Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Don't hang up if you haven't heard the whole tape yet. It repeats in just a moment. This has been Paul Mack for January of 1987. Bye-bye.